Hello, hello there, and welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey, and I'm take two. Humans being take two. I forgot words for a second. Okay. Hello, hello there, and welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is
Guys, you're really frozen on my end.
Oh no.
Hello, hello there, and welcome to the Ludebrary. My name is Bailey, and I'm joined by my fellow lewd librarians.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen.
And this is the Lewd Librarians Podcast.
Hello.
Woohoo! Before we get into today's episode, please be mindful that we are adults speaking about adult books, and this one is a doozy. So just be mindful of those listening around you.
Yes, thank you. This book needs that warning for sure.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to hear about this book.
Yeah, our notes are going to be great. And I'm telling you, there's not much plot. So it's really just going to be our notes. And then every once in a while in my notes, I go, okay, so real quick plot line. And then it's back to unhinged notes. So this will be a good one.
This is, what's the title and author again?
Daddy's Addiction by BJ Alpha.
Shout out to the Breeder Readers Facebook group who recommended this unhinged.
Yeah. Yeah,
this was a journey and experience. It was something.
Highlights from this week, good, bad, or ugly?
I broke my foot. I'm doing fine though. Yeah. I got a walking boot.
Like, I'm good to go. It's just gonna heal, you think?
Yeah, I'm actually not sure if it's broken, but I'm pretty sure. I keep going, I think it's just a sprain. And the Desi goes, look at that bruise. So I said, you're probably right. But I'm not going to go have an x-ray. So,
yeah, it looks similar to when I broke my foot.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite, but similar. So I think you broke at least a small fracture.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
How
a little guy.
How did you do it again?
I was taking the trash out and I rolled my ankle on the my doormat. Mm-hmm. I just keep telling people I don't want to talk about it when they ask. They're like, so what'd you do? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. And they're like, oh, okay, I understand. Oh, sorry about the dog butt.
So how long do you think you're gonna have to wear the boot for? Are we just winging it?
Yeah, most people who have that same, because it's like the fifth metatarsal, most people who have that same fracture usually wear their boot for about 6 weeks. I don't know if I'll make it that long, but we'll see.
Cute.
Yeah.
Like me, and had to wear it for like 3 months.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't think I will. I can walk without it, but I look crazy because I'm like so slow. So I'm just like, yeah, just shuffling. So
I know. I was like, so I know you just broke your foot, like, are you still working? And would it be rude to ask if you could squeeze me in, because my nails are really grown out.
Yeah, you're like, so would it be bad if I asked for an appointment?
I didn't want to be insensitive.
Well, because you asked me and I said, well, I've done mostly nails so I can keep it up, and you said, wait, you're working? And I said, yeah. And she said, well, then would it be bad if I asked?
No, because I need to get in there.
Yeah, no, I prop my foot up while I work.
Let me see your nail.
They're so grown out.
Oh, you didn't get them done yet?
No, not yet.
This week.
And
this week? That's what you decided on?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
And this is a week, too. I didn't take Nutrafol for a week because I was like, my hair and my nails are not going to make it to my next appointment.
Mm-hmm.
So at Nutrafol, it's working.
Sponsor us, please.
Yeah. This week for me is my very last dance concert at Western Illinois before I head out to my new place of employment.
Woo-hoo.
So it's been fun. Oh, and it was my birthday.
Oh yeah.
That happened. Yeah. So that was fun. I hope y'all paid your taxes. Yeah. What about you, Bailey?
It was some ups and downs. I had my very important big girl job interview, and I thought it went really well. And I found out I did not make it to the next round. So that was really devastating. I had pity moments. I ate McDonald's and Chick-fil-A and was like, hey, I'm alive. nice. Courtney.
I have those moments all the time.
I mean, I'm glad that you're feeling your feels, though.
Yeah.
You'll get
So,
them next time.
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And also, to be fair, a 5.2 magnitude earthquake happened during your interview.
Oh, yeah, that's true. In the middle of my interview, it was actually 6.2 from where
6.2.
I was, because we were only 40 miles away from the epicenter.
Right.
So it was in my interview. It
Crazy.
was going great. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, does the table have wheels? It's kind of moving. And all of a sudden, I was like, is the whole building moving? And then like I was moving and I was like, and I've never been like in a big earthquake, big-ish earthquake. So of course everyone around me who's on the committee, like all 12 of them, like immediately jump under the table. And I'm like, is that what we do? Is that like a thing that you do during earthquakes? I thought you just kind of like sat there and hoped for the best. Like this. So yeah, I thought at least that would make me memorable. Maybe it made me memorable in a not great way. So everyone send me good vibes. Hopefully another job is out there for me.
Is
Is.
what is meant for you will find you.
Hopefully before I'm 80.
It will. Plus, like, so much of higher ed is politics and BS. So you can't take it personally because who knows, like, if they had an adjunct that worked there that's sliding into a full-time position, like, you never know.
Yeah, definitely. So, but on the bright side, Christian and I went on a date yesterday. We went
Cute.
to Costco and got hot dogs and sodas for $3 each total. And then the AMC theater's right behind it. So then we walked over to the theater and we watched Sinners.
Oh, yeah.
And oh my God, it is so good. Kristen, you would love it because there's like a whole like dance part of it. Like it's not a musical, but like it is. And it's a scary movie. It's so good. Like I please go see it in theaters. It was such a good time.
Is it playing in Macomb?
Pretty sure.
Oh, we should go this week.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, and
I'm
it's gonna
free
be
like
like
all evenings now because the
yeah.
show's gonna be over.
Yeah, and it's like I went in only knowing like okay, this description from online was like two Mississippi brothers go back to the Mississippi Delta and then bad things happen and I'm like okay, cool. And I'm so glad I didn't know
You hadn't
more.
watched a preview?
I did watch a preview, but it didn't really give it away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I keep seeing previews on like Prime, I think is what I keep seeing the previews on. And I was like, we have to go see that. Is it
Yeah.
really
Yeah.
scary though?
No.
Okay.
It's like
You guys also thought Barbarian was good though.
period. But it was.
it's scary, but it's more thriller, like action-y.
It's Michael B. Jordan, correct?
Yeah.
And Haley Steinfeld.
Oh, she's
Yep.
cute. I like her.
Yeah.
She's married to that quarterback, right?
I don't know.
Cuties. Love them.
But shout out to At Sinners movie. So good. Please go support it in theaters. Okay, that's pretty much all I have for this week.
Think that's all I got.
It was an eventful week for all of us, actually. We're like, so like, yeah, so this happened.
Yeah.
Foot broke. Oh, it was my
Before we get
birthday.
started, what is everyone drinking?
Oh, I have a margarita, but it's poorly made. It is Jose from the freezer. It is yerba mate tea because I don't have any lemons or limes, but my yerba mate is lemon lime flavored. And I cut a cutie in half and squeezed the juice in. So,
Perfect.
it's amazing.
this is it.
Yes. I have a mimosa bought with a Prosecco bottle for about 6 minutes, but we're here.
Perfect Easter drink.
Yeah.
I have a water because it's so early here.
I know, so sorry.
I did drink a whole bottle of wine last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think I did too.
That house rosé at the wine cellar
is good.
Yeah, so I took a bottle of it to Easter. And girl, I'm glad I did.
But the hangover is bad. Well, it was for me.
I woke up at 2 a.m. with the worst heartburn of my life. I thought I was going to throw up. I didn't. I laid there like this, willed it away, and then went back to sleep. But I wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
I'm fine now. I had a burger.
I need a burger, I think. Maybe I'll get one on my way to the theater.
Dude, I just want one. I don't need one.
I don't need one. I just, well, that's kind of honestly what I did. I was like, I have egg sandwiches here, but I think I want a burger. And I got a burger.
I'd love that for you.
Thank you.
I guess we should get into it.
I know, I'm stalling.
All right. Are we ready?
I don't know.
I'm so ready.
Well, I'll go ahead and give you the content and trigger warnings for this.
Yeah.
So, Daddy's Addiction by BJ Alpha. This book features the following dark elements and triggers: strong and offensive language, sexual scenes, dubcon, daddy, water sport, praise, degradation, age gap, taboo, stepdaughter, blood play, violence, breeding, jealous possessive, BDSM, virgin heroin, breath play, lactation, and DDLG dynamic.
What is DDLG?
That is daddy dom little girl.
Oh.
And just so we know correctly, it is a type of relationship dynamic and role play where one person, typically a man, takes on a nurturing dominant daddy role, while the other, typically a woman, embraces a childlike little girl persona and behavior. This can involve age regression, engaging in childlike activities, and the daddy providing care to support the little girl. So, there you go.
Wow. Interesting.
I am not yucking anyone's yum. But I will apologize for my reactions from here on out. And you're only getting one apology. It's just not my thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna go same ditto on that.
Yeah. If that's what you're into, that's what you're into. I'm not doing it, and I don't do it, so you're gonna see my reactions.
So love that for you guys, but not for me.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Although I found this book easier to get through than the Minotaur.
That's crazy.
So, like, it wasn't as bad, in my opinion.
Okay. Although I didn't read the Minotaur book. I just listened to you guys talk about it. So, do you want to start? You want me to start?
Well,
I can.
I guess I could start.
Okay.
A strong opener with the rich mafia son in bed with two women. I think he called them whores.
No, he did. He calls them whores and prostitutes. And I know this is just her writing and what is in his brain and how he thinks. But it is so hard to read someone call. And first of all, one of them's not even a sex worker. She's just his dad's assistant. The other one, I don't know about her, but any woman, he is like these whores, these sluts, these prostitutes. It's hard. It's hard. And this is page one.
Wow.
This is like sentence two.
Yes.
So
I was like, okay, interesting opening. Mm-hmm. And he's hungover from drugs and alcohol. His name is Tommy. And one's trying to give him a blowjob. He's having flashbacks of the night before, which seemed interesting.
Yeah, he's looking around the room and he's like, there's hair everywhere. And I'm hoping, and this, he's like, one of the whores' hair, which I'm hoping is a clip in. Otherwise, that's painful and expensive to just be ripped out.
I would assume it's like hair extensions.
Yeah, but well, that's what I'm saying. But hopefully they're clip-ins and not someone sewn in, beaded in tracks thrown around the room.
Yeah.
So there's hair. There's a body. There's like a full-length body mirror on the floor with cocaine on it. And a dildo suction cupped to it.
Oh, classic.
And there are used condoms all over the room.
Well, I mean, at least they're using protection.
At least they're using protection, I guess. I'm just like picturing this room is just, there's just like tons of used condoms just like hanging off of dressers and stuck to the mirror. And Gross.
Yeah. And he's like flashing back to like, I forget exactly what it was, but the one girl was like bouncing up and down on the dildo while he was like fucking the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. Bouncing up and down. That's what he said.
Yeah. And I was like, okay.
On the mirror dildo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, they like make it, the author makes it very clear in this like first scene that he has a hard time getting off. He needs a lot of stimulation from a lot of different things, and he's just like an addict from all angles. So like this girl's like giving him a blowjob and he's like, I'm pissed off, I'm not even feeling anything, and he's like, get out, had enough of this shit. So that's how we open the book. Strong opening.
And then his dad calls.
Yay.
And his dad's like, I need to see you. And we immediately know that him and his dad don't get along. So he goes to see his dad, and his dad is like, hey, listen, Xenia, your dead wife, her daughter needs a place to stay for 6 weeks while she's on holiday from boarding school. And we can see where this is going. I said, this girl better be of age or I'm DNFing right now. I will.
Yeah.
She better be of age. And so he's mad because he doesn't want a kid living in his house. He doesn't want children in his house. And then very quickly, someone knocks on his door. We're gone from the office. Someone knocks on his door. It's a girl.
Oh yeah.
It's a girl in a school uniform. And what does he do? Well, he pulls her in, obviously, and starts making out with her.
Who pulls her in?
Tommy.
Okay, and this is his dad's.
No, he's back home.
Wait, who's how is he related to this person?
Well, you're about to find out.
Oh, okay.
Because he's stupid.
What?
It's his. So he was married to some woman named Xenia who had this girl with someone else. But Xenia is dead.
Got it.
And that's all we know. She's dead.
Got it.
But then he's back at home.
His stepdaughter.
Yeah, but
Tommy's.
But he, yeah, and Tommy is stupid. And he opens his door and there's a girl in a school uniform. And he thinks that it's just, as he says, one of those whores he orders from his indulgence company. So he pulls her in and starts making out with her because, I don't know, he's forgotten that he's going to have a visitor who is in school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he pulls her in. He starts making out with her. It is... I don't even, the amount of times pre-cum is mentioned in this book is, it's too much. Not only that, he says strings of pre-cum leaking.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And there's so many times that the words, my ropes of, and I'm just like, can we not describe it like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd rather go back to the pastry cream 24 ounces.
Yeah, I need the 24 ounces over the strings and ropes. It's and this is just like, I don't know, this is probably like 2% into the book. Like, we're not far. I mean, the book's not long, but anyways, he's horny and he's rubbing all up on her, and wouldn't you know it, she kind of likes it. He's like under her skirt rubbing on her panties, and she keeps trying to say like, hey mister, hey sir, hey, but it feels so good she can't help it, and she just lets it keep going. But then the butler is like, Mr. Tommy, your indulgence service is here. And then that's when he realizes that he's just been panty rubbing on his stepdaughter.
Wait, how does he not know it's his own stepdaughter?
I said, Tommy is a fucking idiot and is literally it's literally Saturday, and a woman shows up on his door in a school uniform and it still doesn't ring a bell for him.
Well, but like, if he was married to this woman, how did he not know?
Jade always would stay with Tommy's dad.
And he didn't even know that his ex-wife had a daughter until after she was dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wild.
This is like, it's some like, it's some mafia setup marriage. Oh, and okay, also like, they just refer to themselves being in the mafia, like as if it's like cool to just say out loud to everybody. So that was weird too.
Yep.
So then it switches into her head. This is a dual POV book.
Okay.
And she's like, she clearly has daddy issues. She's like, oh, it's so nice to be wanted. And oh, wow, this kind of feels really good. And like, she's not really like frightened by this encounter. And she is 18. So thank God for that. But still.
Do we know how old Tommy is?
He's in his 30s. He said something about being in his 30s. I don't think it gave an exact age.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I didn't even write it down. I was just so worried about her age.
So she, I forget how the exact thing went, but like she was pissed off how he easily was like, oh, okay, like go up to your room or whatever.
Yeah, he sends her to a her room a lot, which by the way is decorated in like pink princess, like fluffy pink, because they didn't know how old she was.
Oh,
yeah, the dad's assistant,
the one that
decorated
was
the room for like an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like all like hot and bothered by this encounter, and so she's like mulling over in her head. She's like, I'll show him that, like, he wants me or something like that. So she, like, starts. The next morning, I'm not skipping anything important, am I?
Nope, you're good.
The next morning, she goes into the kitchen, like, in her little, like, night shorts and, like, skinny little top. And she's, like, eating cereal or whatever. And he comes in and she is like, yes, daddy.
She plays it up.
Just starts calling him daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because when they were like dry humping and panty rubbing, when he tugged her in the door, he was saying things like, are you going to be my little girl? Like this is actually the problem that I have with this book is I do not like the term little girl. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't get behind the little girl of it all.
It's a bit much.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, no, like, I really hate this because he's saying little girl.
Yeah. And like, it's clear too in his inner monologue when they're like first getting it on, that he's like, oh my gosh, I've never been this turned on by someone, because he like has an issue. Like, he needs a lot of stimulation normally to be like turned on.
He can't get it up without drugs, Viagra,
all the things. Multiple.
Maybe he needs one of those blue pills with bull sperm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk to Rourke. We can get him some.
Oh my God. So he's like, wow, I've never been this easily turned on before. Whatever. So yeah, the kitchen, that's how it all starts. She's like, just starts calling him daddy.
All right.
Yeah. So she plays it up in the kitchen, and then, but the whole thing is that Tommy gets turned on and then he gets mad at himself, and so he won't talk to her for like a couple days at a time. And she's like, why won't daddy talk to me? You know, like she's worried about it. So she's with her friends and they convince her to throw a party at her cool new mafia house because everyone knows they're in the mafia.
And no one does care.
Yeah, so she throws this party, and Tommy wakes up and he's like, what the fuck is that music happening? Okay. So he goes outside, he sees all these kids around the pool, and then he sees Jade in a bikini, and Jade is playing chicken with, I don't even know his name, Daryl or something. I can't remember. It's a stupid name. and he once again gets mad. So he tells her that she has to come inside right now. And he takes her to his office and he spanks her like any daddy would do to their little girl. And then the spanking turns into something else. He also, I don't even want to talk about it. So he loves to think about, he loves to think about how tight her pussy hole would be. And that's what he says, pussy hole. He says pussy hole and strings of pre-cum. And I don't like the pussy hole term.
No. Yeah. Why? Just use one or the other.
Why? I said, it's like it starts to get better. And then he says something like that. He thinks about it. Yeah. So he spanks her, and then she rides his hand until she comes. And then he pulls out his dick and blows on her face.
Yep.
I know. The escalation of it all.
The ropes.
The ropes have come.
Like silly
on her face. Yeah. Yes. He paints her face.
Yep.
I mean, come on. I could understand like painting tits, but like your whole face.
Strings like, have come. And he's probably get in your eye. Come so hard in his life.
She likes it.
She loves it.
Great.
She can't get enough of it.
And she like threw this party like too, thinking like, I'm going to wear the skimpiest bikini mm-hmm. I own. I'm going to show daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so romantic, if you ask me. The spanking and then the handwriting and then the ropes have come on the face. But she likes it. But then Tommy goes back to being mad, like he always does. And so then they don't talk for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And she works at a bakery, by the way, right? Is that what she works at?
Yeah, she works at a bakery. He doesn't like that she's working because
she loves the bakery.
She loves the bakery.
Yeah, she was to be a baker. Just a little bit of plot for you.
Okay. At least she has some career aspirations.
Yeah.
Doesn't last long.
Nope. So it's a different day, and then she comes home.
This is a different day.
Yeah, this is a different day, and she comes home, and Tommy is on the couch, and she's kind of like, why don't you, she's sad, you know, she's like, why won't you talk to me? And he's mad at himself because he wants to fuck his stepdaughter. And so she straddles him on the couch, and he says, are you going to let daddy see your tits? And I said, no, I'm calling CPS, actually. Because you shouldn't ask your stepdaughter that. That's.
I like how it's like they, like, at any moment, like, this butler, what's his name?
I don't even remember his name. Just butler is what I call him.
But the butler guy, he'd like just like walk in and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'm sure he did. He was probably like, okay, Sir Tommy is his stepdaughter's titties.
I'm going to have to clean up those ropes of cum later.
Yeah, who's in charge of that? Gross. I just want to warn you, this book is about to take a turn.
Okay, because for everyone listening, Courtney read it first and was like, oh God, this is really hard to get through. And Kristen started reading it after me, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then we get a text, like, I don't know, an hour later, where Kristen goes, I spoke too soon.
Yeah, I actually am super curious on what that point was for you, because I think it could be one of two things. So I'll ask you when we get there if this was turning point for you or not.
Okay.
but this part when he was like, are you going to let daddy see your tits? She lets him see it, and then she dry humps him again till she comes, while he sucks and slaps and twists her nipples. And then he loves a nipple twist. He does. He loves nipples.
Ouch.
Yeah, but he gets mad again. And sends her to her room.
Like again. During all this, he's like,
yeah, once she finishes, he's like mad again. He's like mad at, pissed off at himself, because he's like, I shouldn't be doing this. I don't really know. He doesn't really try very hard not to.
Yeah, he's not that remorseful.
Yeah, no. He just like, you know, he asked for forgiveness in his head later, but he still does it in the moment.
Well, on the bright side, she's getting off.
She is. She always does.
Yeah.
She always does. He makes
and
sure
I do
that.
Feel like that's all why I enjoyed this book more than the Minotaur
probably
book.
Probably.
Plus, there's a lot more variety in scenes. Granted, I could have done without most of them.
There is quite a variety in scenes.
I do feel like the Minotaur book was just jerking off after jerking off after jerking off, where this uh-huh. was, you know, there was some things.
Yeah, it'd be like, yeah, we'd get like one scene, and then we get like a paragraph of plot, and it's usually Tommy being like, oh, I just can't, I shouldn't want to fuck my stepdaughter. And then the next scene is him being like, are you gonna show daddy your tits? And I'm like, okay, he's not trying very hard. he doesn't really care.
No.
Okay, do you can take over from here.
Is this the My next note is, who has ass sex before regular sex?
Yeah. Yeah. My next note says, she's on her period and I'm scared. He said, oh, I'm scared. Take me home.
Yeah. So she like, she's trying to like sneakily leave the house. And he's like, where are you going? And she's like, I'm on my period. I need to get stuff. Oh my God. Yeah. This part was wild. And he's like, let daddy take you to the store. And he's like, I've never like encountered a woman on her period before. It's like really weird. I'm like, okay. So she's like shopping for tampons and he gets mad thinking that she has had a tampon in herself. Mm-hmm. And he's mad about that because it's not him. Yep.
He forbids her to use tampons now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck that.
Daddy says no tampons.
He's like, do you have one in right now? And she's like, no, that's why we're at the store. And he's like, oh, thank God.
I'm sorry. Like, as someone who started their period when they were 9, almost 10, I didn't use tampons till I was almost 18. Because when you're 9, like, how do you explain that, right? And it was just horrendous. My whole high school, middle school experience was horrendous using pads. And then once I figured out tampons, I was like, why does anyone use pads? So I can't imagine someone being like, you can't use them.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Also, like, in this book, like, her period lasts, like, one day. I was like, wait, yeah. Are we? I'm confused.
Yeah. I don't
know. So anyway, they get back to the house and he like Googled what to do.
Yeah, so cute. He Googles how to help someone who's on their period. And I'm like, this is great. This is great. Tommy's turning a new leaf. He's going to be supportive. Yeah, so he helps her. And they, what does he do? Does he give her a bath? I can't remember.
He like brings her like soup or whatever, and then like cuddles in bed with her for 5 seconds before being like, let me play with your blood.
Yeah. Yes. He said, let me play with your blood, little girl, was his. That crosses a line for me. For me. In my head, that's too far for me. Then he says, wait, do you want to say
it? No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, then he says, let me put my tip in your ass.
Yeah. And this is where I said, okay, never mind.
And that's not me being crude to be funny. That's me word for word out of the book.
Yeah. Let me put my tip
in your ass. Yeah. Yeah.
How romantic.
Yeah. So he does. And he gets her off again. He's playing with the blood, I guess.
Yeah, so
yeah. No, go ahead.
No, it's not a full anal just the tip. Experience.
It's just a tap. Just a tap.
And I can't stand he used the words puckered hole in this book several times.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was fun.
Please tell me they didn't use spit is not lube.
No, he didn't use anything. He just tapped her with the tip.
Like, he just went.
He was just like, well, I mean, more like this, but. He just put it in there just a little bit. Just a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was this it for you?
Yeah.
This was it for you. Okay.
I was like, okay, this is much. The blood, it's much.
Yeah.
I mean, supposedly orgasms during your period are supposed to help, but like, I don't want anyone touching me.
Yeah. Depends on what time of the period it is. But first day after you've just told me I can't use tampons anymore? No. Yeah. Quit diddling me.
Yeah.
And this is when I wrote, this book seems to have been written by someone who saw one episode of a mafia TV show. It must be where she says, like, but Tommy, I thought you didn't want to be part of the mafia anymore. And then he's like, well, I told my dad I didn't want to be in the mafia, but maybe I'll have to join the mafia so that I can take care of us. And I'm like, I don't think they sit around talking about the mafia like that.
Usually they have like a name. So casual.
But the like family a family business name. Yeah. Put me on the payroll. That I feel like that would have been probably something they would have said. But no, yeah. Just the mafia.
The mafia. I don't even know what part of the country mafia. Just the mafia.
No, the mafia.
So yeah, so that was a fun scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's
so hard to figure out where we are in the book because there is no plot. It's like it just goes from like one scene to the next. I'm like, what, did something happen in between there?
Well, the next I have is the next blood scene.
We'll go for it, girl.
And it's not her blood.
There was a part in the book where I forgot that I was supposed to be taking notes because I was like, can I just get... And then I'm like, oh no, I'm taking notes. And so I think there's a chunk where I left out.
It's fine. There's no plot in this book. I forget exactly why we ended up. He needed to go. His brother called him for help with something, and he says he doesn't usually like to get involved with the family business, but it's very rare that his brother calls him for help. And so he agreed to help. And they're kind of getting along at this point because they're daddy little girling it up. So they're like kind of together. And he decides to take her with him to one of the family clubs. And I don't really know what he had to do whilst he was there. But I guess while he was there, some guy looked at her in a way that he did not like. And so he shot him.
Yeah.
Right in front of her.
Yep. Oh. Killed a man right there. And then he ate her out on the desk.
Yes. And he says that he wants to fuck her while bathing in his blood. I said that's a little
ruthless. Because he was like, you're right. He was like kneeling. He was kneeling in the guy's blood. And then it was like on his hands. And then when he like spread her legs, the blood, that man's blood got on her thighs. And he was turned on.
Yeah, he said, he's like, I was tongue fucking her while coating her thighs in his blood.
Yeah.
And I put yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's yep. kind of like in the sense of inappropriate, like during, is it Wings, A Court of Wings and Ruin, when Feyre and Rhys are getting it on in the war tent?
Wait, what?
Where, you know, in A Court of Wings and Ruin, where Feyre and Rhys like get it on in a war tent while it's like people lay like, dying outside. Mm.
Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, like, I was happy for them though.
That was okay.
This is not different. Happy for them.
Wait, I actually don't think that was the turning point for me. Chapter 12 was too much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was my next one, and I know exactly what it was, because it's my next thing. Okay, so he kills the man, and then he eats her out on the desk, okay. And then they go to dinner after.
Oh,
and while they're at dinner,
his hands.
Well, she didn't wash her thighs.
No.
The next morning, he's like, I'm looking at the dried blood on her thighs, and I'm like,
yeah.
Okay. Ew.
Yeah. Okay, so they go to dinner. The assistant is there, you know, the one that he was face fucking at the beginning of the book, and she says some weird shit, and so Jade go, and it's just like stuff to make Jade jealous. So Jade sneaks out of the restaurant, and goes home. And then when Tommy comes home, he's so very mad, and he breaks her door down. And we need to say a moment of silence for Jade's virginity, because Daddy Tommy is here to take it, as if it's something, a thing that's taken from you.
Yes.
Okay. And I really didn't take much notes on the fucking because something incredibly weird happens next.
I guess I didn't. I just have chapter 12 is too much.
Okay.
Like, I don't think I was too stunned to take notes.
Yeah, I was too. Mine's only a paragraph long, so buckle
in. I did write down that he used the term virginal cunt
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
to describe
yes.
her.
Okay, yeah, I really didn't take any notes on the fucking, because what happens next is really crazy. Because he, like, won't let her out of the bed, and she's like, Tommy, Daddy. Actually, she's not allowed to call him Tommy. She has to call him Daddy. She's like, Daddy, please, I gotta pee. And he said, okay, pee. So
no,
as she's hovering
no,
over,
no.
yep, she's hovering over his dick, and he says, "Just do it. Just go ahead. Let it go. Daddy's here. Pee on daddy." And so she pisses on his dick,
and it really gets
we're
him
not
off.
Like, we're not yucking anyone's yum. It came out of left field. There were already enough kinks in the book for me. It was shocking enough. So she dry humps him, and then he says, "Piss on me." And so she does. And then after her bladder is empty and he's laying in her piss puddle.
On the
They
bed.
fuck. Yep, they fuck on the piss puddle.
No!
Yeah. Yeah, so this was my second. If the period didn't scare you,
there
the piss
was this.
Would.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, I know people love it. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm saying that we already have a DDLG. We already have blood play. And now you're telling me we got water sports involved? And
oh,
that's
yeah.
not even the end of it. There's another
No.
kink later.
No.
Yeah.
It's scaring me. So I had to take a moment. I put the book down for a minute after that. I didn't want to go back to it.
I think this is where I set up the.
Yeah. I was at the wine cellars reading and I was like, we're done here for the day. Can't do that anymore. Not in this public, not in this fine establishment. Can't do that.
Yeah, I think this is where I upped the speed on the audio.
Yeah.
You're like.
So that
yeah,
was fun.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe that, like, the pee is one thing, but then it's like they weren't prepared for it. There was no cover on the bed.
And there was no talk of cleaning the sheets after.
No.
The
no,
next
because
scene, he's like, she wakes up in bed.
Yes.
And I'm like, did
That's
you?
That's gonna make me gag.
He does take her to the bath. He gives her a bath, but then they get out of the bath and she's sitting on his lap and he's had like fruit delivered and he takes a strawberry and puts it in her pussy.
And then makes her eat it.
Yep. A pussy strawberry.
A pissy pussy strawberry.
A pissy pussy strawberry, honestly. And I think she says something like, honestly, I didn't think I'd like that, but I did. Like, it's.
Yeah, he's like,
she's
do
like,
you like the taste of our cum together?
Yes,
And it's
yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. And look, I wrote this on like the very first page. I said, I would agree I enjoy a little cum kink, but the mention of pre-cum is at an all-time high. And not to mention the strawberry and the mixture of the cum. And I don't care. I think there was just too much of it happening throughout the book.
Yeah.
Was too
much. And while he was fucking her, also, there was a lot of like, she's like, I'm not on birth control. And he's like, perfect. I'm going to put a baby in you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put a baby in you.
Yes.
Wow, that like escalated so fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm just reading my note.
That covers the part where I said, I
yeah.
take everything back. I can't do it anymore. But I did. I finished the book, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, there's not much plot in this book, but one plot point is that Tommy doesn't want to be in the family business. His father keeps him paid so long as he doesn't go too far out of line. But he's also been doing the books for one of their businesses for his brother, and his father doesn't know. But apparently Tommy gets numbers. But now he wants to take care of Jade, his little girl. So he's going to go talk to his father. They've come up with a plan. He's going to go talk to his father about getting back into the mafia, as he keeps saying.
The mafia.
I'm going to go talk to my father and see if he'll put me back in the mafia.
Yes.
I said, Tommy's like, I'll talk to my father about joining the mafia. Not the family business or getting, like, just to think of, like, all these brothers sitting around. So, like, in our family mafia, I do this. And while I'm in my family mafia, I keep the books for this business. Like, they're just talking, sitting around talking about it. Mafia this, mafia that. I don't believe it.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Okay.
So then they go to the, they're
office.
in the office,
mm-hmm.
right? And his dad calls. And she's in the office. Jade is in the office with him, with Tommy. Jade and Tommy are in the office. The dad calls. and he puts him on speaker. And the dad was just like wondering if Jade was talking, has said anything about college, because they like want her to go to college, I guess. I don't know. And like, it was just so awkward because like, he's like, starts like eating her out, and like, while the dad is on speaker, and there's all these pauses, and the dad is just like, Tommy!
He's saying things. He's saying to her, like, because he makes her give him a hand job, which she's never done before. It's crazy that she was dry humped. She was spanked. She
stabbed.
He blew on her face. She had his tip in her asshole. He fucked her on her, or he fingered her on her period. And then they fucked, but she's never given a hand job.
Yeah.
This is her first hand job ever.
It's like so early for any of this.
While on the phone, this isn't just a private thing. Like, this is her step grandfather that's on the phone. And Tommy's like, yeah, be a good little girl and stroke daddy's cock. And you know that he's got to hear it on the other end.
Yeah. And he's like, are you working out?
Yeah.
Dude, are you working out?
I just like grip my seat. I hate it here.
Yeah, so like then he like gets her off, and she's like, daddy, and like he's like, oh, and then I had to quickly hang up the phone, and it's like, well, she already yelled it, so
you yelling daddy
daddy.
I must say the two who narrated this book, A+ performance. I could not have...
Was it like a dual narration? Or...
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And they were committed.
Is this on Spotify?
No, I got it on Audible.
Oh.
Was it free on Audible?
I think I had a credit.
I'm so sorry you wasted a credit.
It's okay. I do share my account. So I think there'll be some questions from my sisters, but.
You know, I've just, so I share my Amazon account with my parents, and it's under my dad's name. So every time I download the audiobook or Kindle Unlimited, it's like, thanks for downloading, David.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
And I had to just text my parents a few weeks ago. I said, hey, You know, whatever you see in the Kindle Unlimited and the Audible account, just ignore it.
It's for the pod.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't think your mom probably thinks anything of it.
No,
but my dad, who goes in there and he's like, meat? He's trying to read his business books.
Meat? Meat right next to how to be successful in business.
Yeah, pretty much. How to be a successful leader.
LOL. At least it's well-rounded.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make myself another mimosa with one hand here.
We can give you a second.
I'm good.
Get it.
To the flow. Show me how you roll. Sorry. That'll never get old.
It won't. And Kristen texted me that get it. And I was like, when I was headed to my interview, and it made me smile so hard.
Nice.
Yes. Okay, things that don't make me smile so hard. The rest of this book.
Back to sex. So they're fucking in the bathtub, and he
So we just switch from the office to the bathtub?
Yeah.
Yeah, this part sent me. I almost had to DNF.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, when I tell you this smut is 99%, this book is 99% smut, 1% plot. Like, that's not a lie. I don't even remember what happened in between those scenes. I mean, probably nothing.
Nothing.
But he fucks her in the bathtub, but we got to talk about this, because consent is, you got to talk about things before you do it. Don't just fucking drown someone and hope they like it. Hope that you don't just hope they're into it. He just says, let me shove your head under the water real quick. And she's like, oh my God, I'm drowning. But don't worry, Jade loves it. Which I got to roll my eyes at, because
it was a little scary.
I'd be fucking terrified.
For me.
If someone just shoved my head underwater? Without asking me? If you asked me, I'd be like, yeah, let me take a deep breath. He was just like, I'm just gonna just scoot you down in there.
And then there was one moment where she, from her point of view, she's like, and he brought me up with enough to gasp, but not enough to take air in. And then I went back under and I was like, yeah.
So you're dying.
Yeah. Yeah. Her life is flashing before her eyes, and it's not that long because she's just barely 18. So she doesn't have a lot to look at.
And is the mother like the mother like ever mentioned at all?
No, just that she's dead.
She's dead.
And our main female character doesn't think about her or anything.
Every once in a while, she'd be like,
I think the mom died like a while. She like had a drug addiction, like died of a drug overdose.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every once in a while, she'll be like, and my dad didn't want me.
Like, yeah.
She's got daddy
issues. Got daddy issues.
Yeah.
Clearly.
She's got more than one. Because daddy's trying to drown her in the fucking tub.
And she's like, yes, daddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so she gets drowned in the tub, but she makes it, don't worry. And
wait,
then,
so what is he doing while he's drowning her? Just drowning her?
Fucking her from behind.
Yeah.
Oh.
In her like virginal her, cunt.
You know, like this, and he's going, wah. This is her. And this is her head.
I was like,
yeah, and he's just like pushing her head down and then pull it like by the hair, I think is what he's got.
Ouch.
Or yeah. Like pushing her down, but yeah, he's so they fuck, she loves it. He obviously loves it. But we have like a little tiny bit of plot right here.
Ooh.
Which is crazy.
Give me more, give me more.
So they finish their deed and Tommy's dad is there.
Oh yeah.
And
in the bathroom?
In Tommy's office.
Oh,
and but
this is the next morning.
Oh, right. But Tommy's dad is there in Tommy's office, sitting behind Tommy's desk, like it's his office now. And his dad is like, "Well, it is my house. I do pay for it." And Tommy's like, "Whatever. Okay, we know that they don't get along because Tommy doesn't want to be in the mafia." But his dad, this is so weird actually, because his dad is like, "I'm here to take Jade." And he's like, "No, you can't." And his dad is like, "Well, I can give you Justine." And we're like, "Who the fuck is Justine?" Turns out Justine was Tommy's long lost love from years ago. And he'd always known that his mafia family had something to do with her disappearance. He just couldn't figure it out. And this is why he hasn't been able to get it up with many people, because he just has missed Justine for so long.
But like the family didn't, it wasn't a mafia match. Like it wasn't good for the business. Yeah. So they got rid of her.
It wasn't good for the mafia in all capital letters.
Yeah, it wasn't great for the mafia business. But see, Jade's walking down the stairs and overhears this conversation. And she's like, Justine, because Tommy is like, "I knew you had something to do with it, whatever. I loved her," or whatever he says. So Jade is like, okay, she like leaves. She leaves with Tommy's brother. So she doesn't get to hear the end of this conversation. The end of the conversation is Tommy saying, "I don't care about Justine. I only want Jade, my stepdaughter. She's my little girl. I'll do whatever I can to keep her." So he goes to rehab.
Well, and the dad is like, "Well, this is what I was secretly hoping was going to happen the whole time." Yeah. And I was like,
it's so great. I said, it turns out this was his father's plan, a very specific plan that involved Tommy falling in love with his stepdaughter, baiting him with Justine, and getting him to go to rehab. Like, what a roundabout way to go to rehab.
Yeah.
It's because he'd go to rehab because he wanted to be better so that he could have.
For her.
It's like his dad knew he'd fall in love with Jade or something. It was the plan. He's like, "I hope you fuck your stepdaughter. This will get you to go to rehab."
What?
And he fell right into the trap.
Yeah.
So he goes to rehab and he gets better and he comes back to his father's house sober.
And huzzah.
He tries to find Jade. And he does. And Jade is in the Jade is in the kitchen.
No, Jade's at the bakery.
I thought she was in the kitchen at his dad's house. Baking.
Oh, in my brain, she was at the bakery.
Oh, either way, she is baking. And she's baking in more ways than one.
And like how long was he gone?
Just 4 months. She's baking in more ways than one. She's making something, and she's also pregnant.
Because daddy's gonna put a baby in his little girl.
And he did. He succeeded.
That was fast.
Yeah. And then he like carries her upstairs to her room at his dad's house, and they fuck again.
Because this is the ass fuck.
Yes, this is the
because
real
I was
ass
like,
fuck.
She is pregnant. Give her a break.
But he says, I can't wait to watch these fill with milk for me. He's like holding her tits. I can't wait to watch these fill with milk for me. I said, I'm shivering in disgust.
She says they're for the baby.
Yeah.
And he says,
yeah,
we can share.
Yeah, it's not, it's horrible. And so, okay, so they
then
they
he
go
ass
to
fucks
fuck.
Her.
Yeah, he fucks her, but she orgasms on the first thrust because it's just been so long.
Oh, yeah.
One thrust and she's undone.
Thrust in the ass?
No,
this is a regular thrust.
This is one thrust in her, as he would call it, her pussy hole. And then he's like, I'm not done. So he says, let me fuck your ass. Because daddy wants all your holes.
Yeah.
But there's no lube. They just use, what is it? What did I say? Their arousal and his cum. Apparently he did cum. I just didn't write it down.
That's the lube. Not
and
enough.
She's like, please, daddy, I need some pressure on my clit to take her mind, like in her head, she's like, it'll take my mind off of the pain. And he's like, no, little girl, you're going to feel everything. Yeah. You're going to take it like a good little girl. And I was like, I cannot. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
No. No, yeah. Daddy wants to fill all her holes, is what I said. And he did.
And he was aggressive about it. And
yeah,
I felt sorry for her.
Me too. I kind of felt sorry for her through this whole thing. I felt like she was coerced into a lot of things. But it's a book. We were warned with the triggers and contents.
Wait, there's an epilogue.
I know.
Wait, oh, what? Okay. This is like the end of the book.
Yeah.
This is, no. I said I thought it was over, but it's not. He proposes, by the way, after they do the butt sex. He carries her to the bathtub and then proposes. And of course she says, yes, daddy, I want to marry you. I'm having your fucking baby. So then epilogue happens and I'm scared because I'm assuming she's had the baby. And I wasn't wrong. He comes home. It's like early in the morning. He comes home and she's in bed nursing the baby. And Tommy gets jealous because that's daddy's milk.
I'm sweating.
And he says he wants a late night snack. Actually, I don't know if he says that or if I said that, but that's what he needs. And then he tells her to get them wet for him so he can titty fuck her. But she gets it wet with her breast milk. She gives him a little and releases some of that breast milk. Then he fucks her. And then he's like, open your mouth. And I was like, oh, he's going to like titty fuck her. And then like, she's going to suck on the tip or something. But
I'm
no,
assuming
he just...
they put the child away.
Yeah. he puts the baby in the bassinet. He's a good dad. No. I wouldn't have finished. I would have said, no, thank you. No, he spits in her mouth. And I said, normally I would love that, but he keeps calling her daddy's little slut and I hate that.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the book.
He does suck on her tit though.
Yeah, he does get a late night snack. Before the titty fucking.
and then she's like, and all is perfect in the world, the end.
Literally. And in the like acknowledgments at the end, she was like, and I just need to give a shout out to T.L. Swan. She inspired this book. And I was like, okay, I've read T.L. Swan and It is not this. You read T.L. Swan and you said, let me take it 44 steps further than that. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was Daddy's addiction. And I have to say, I'm not addicted.
No.
And nor I don't know. I might be scared of BJ Alpha forever. And I know you love her.
Well, the book I read that's not this book has none of this in it.
And this is a series, too. This is in the Mafia Daddy series.
Mm.
Because Jade has a friend who was over, and Tommy's brother was also there. And Tommy's brother has a son. And so now we're about to... I'm sure the next book is like single dad mafia romance with another 18-year-old.
The friend was like all excited for Jade. She's like, you're fucking him, aren't you? Fucking your stepdad. He's hot. I would fuck him too.
You're fucking your stepdad who's part of the mafia in our town?
It's like the capital T, the capital M mafia.
That's the name of their organization, is the mafia. I feel like... an actual mafia is going to put a hit out on us because we keep talking about the mafia so much.
Wow, that is... I don't know if I could have finished that book, honestly.
I cannot believe that I finished it after just the beginning when he kept saying these sluts and whores and prostitutes. And I was like, no, keep going. She's just writing. She's writing as if he's thinking these things. She's not thinking these things.
There's going to be a redemption arc somewhere.
And there wasn't. He still says, your daddy's a little slut. I'm not yucking anyone's yum. If you like that degradation, that's great. I just think that slut has too much of a negative connotation for me. And then the piss. Yeah. The piss got me.
So how many stars and how many chili peppers do y'all give this?
Stars? Can I give it one? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Now, chili peppers? That shit had some spice.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not the kind I like.
I would call it 5 chili peppers. And because if you're into that, holy moly, it's giving you spice.
Yeah, love that for you.
But
I'll give it a 2.
Oh
wow.
I don't know. I was like horrified by some of the scenes, do not get me wrong, and maybe this is why I am always getting myself into these toxic situationships, but until we were talking about it today, I was like, well, you know, like at least he was sweet, like he was nice to her.
You're like gaslighting yourself.
I'm gaslighting myself. Like, I actually thought he was nicer than Grayson in what was that book
called? Yeah, in the beginning of the book, for sure.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, like, I can get behind this. Like, at least he's being nice. But now that we're, like, talking about it, I guess he wasn't really that nice. And maybe this is something I need to work on in myself. Because I was like, oh, yeah, that's going to be my reason that I didn't DNF it. Like, at least he was nice. Oh my god, I have a problem, maybe.
Bailey, do you think you'll read it?
No. Okay. After that review, I think I got all I needed to out of it.
Yeah.
It's not a long read, though. What did you say? It's a 4-hour listen?
Yeah, it was like 4.5-hour listen until I upped it after the P. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, we need to get through this faster.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it was a time. But yeah. it kept me more interested than the Minotaur book. Because the Minotaur book, I really feel like, was just the same thing happening over and over.
Jerk-off scene after jerk-off scene.
Precisely. This, I was like, oh, what fresh hell are we getting into next?
Piss.
Yeah.
What's up next on the docket?
Meat is next, and meat. I cannot wait to talk about meat.
I finished it a few weeks ago.
I'm like 70% through it. I've been reading it on live. I actually I mean, I enjoy it much more than this book, mostly because there is a little bit of a plot and it's sci-fi. So I have to like learn new things. But it's, I mean,
You really have to learn too many new things.
no, but it's like when I say learn things, I mean like they're not human.
Yes, yes.
So.
I don't know. I just kind of like vaguely figure out what they look like. I'm like, okay, that's what they look like.
Yeah. But I
But
am
the
excited
ending
to
is
tell.
great.
Oh, okay. I'm not there yet.
I was a fan of the ending. I
Oh.
wasn't a huge fan of the book, but the ending I was there for.
Okay. Maybe I have nothing else to do the rest of the day because
I
I'm not
liked it
doing
better than
anything.
the Minotaur book.
Unless I go to Kristen's dance show.
Go to Kristen's dance
Oh, come to the
show.
dance show. Some of my students, I think, listen to us.
Are you serious?
That's
Yeah.
amazing. I love
Tell them
that. Your
about it.
students keep
They're
popping
fine.
up in my people I may know on Facebook.
Yeah, they're supportive. I was telling them about the Minotaur book. They're like, wait, what is it called?
I think the
So.
Minotaur episode is one of the funniest we've done.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I'll be there if you're there, so.
Okay, we'll see.
All right, well, Courtney is mailing the giveaway.
Yay!
Yay, Courtney,
Tomorrow.
who won?
You know what? I don't know their first name because it was all on Instagram. And when I asked for their address, they did not give me their name. So I will have to go back and ask for that so I can put it on the thing. But according to Regina Sage, she is also an author. I think it's EK Darnell. Books on Instagram. She writes sci-fi alien stuff. The Perfect Ruby is her current book that's out, which Regina mentioned that I should read. If I liked her books, I should read that. So I think I
Oh,
will.
cool.
Yeah. Well, this has been a very interesting episode of the Lewd Library. My name is Bailey.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kristen. See you
And this
next
has been,
time.
yeah. Bye. We're professionals.